There is never a chance meeting with God. You may think that this is just an encounter, but God planned both the time and place.
The appointed encounter, what does it mean? The appointed encounter, Jesus. Helps me to see.
The Appointed Encounter podcast delves into familiar Bible stories to help us see and know when we have come to our destined meeting with the Lord. And now here's your host, Yvette Houghton.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Yvette Houghton, your host of The Appointed Encounter. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining in once again. We are getting to the last two episodes of the encounter that we have had, the encounters that we have had with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ at the Samaritan well with this Samaritan woman. We are to John 4:35, and so I'm excited to go through this episode with you as we wrap this up. Again, just two more episodes to go in this series, and then we will move on to the next one. But let's go ahead and get started on this next installment. And so John 4:35 reads, "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest? Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest." So we kind of have to look at this in a different way. You know, what we typically say, and when Jesus is talking to his disciples about this, he was basically saying to them, what you basically say usually is we have 4 months before the harvest comes. You know, we have this mindset when things are going on and as we're sowing and reaping, you know, we have time before we have to reap what we've sown. But this is not about what you have sown. Jesus points this out saying, take note, the fields are already ripe and ready to reap. John 4:38, he says, "I sent you to reap that whereon you bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors." You are only thinking about the seed that you have sown. Jesus wants you to look at what has been done before you and came before you even came on the scene. We tend to only look to reap our own harvest. But we forget that we have to work with others and that we have to learn of others and we have to look at what others are done. Paul put it this way when it comes to reaping and sowing. In 1 Corinthians 3:5-9, the King James Version reads, "Who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers through whom you believed as the Lord gave to each one? I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building." Yes, in the passage, Paul is admonishing the Corinthian church about disputes over who led who to Christ, much like the current church debating amongst the many different organizations and denominations within the body. But he makes them fully aware that whether you are a sower or a reaper, we are one and we rejoice together. There is a reward according to each one's own labor into which they are sent. Jesus said in John 4:36, "And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together." So there is a reward. There are wages, but we cannot forget that we have been sent. John 4:38 says, "I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors." You are sent to reap what you did not sow. It is necessary that you don't seek only the fruit of your labor. The harvest that comes from which that which you have sown will be reaped by another. Yet remember, loved one, that we are one. If we actually look at seed time and harvest, we will find that certain times of the year, certain things are planted. There are different harvest times for different items. For example, wheat and barley are both sown in the fall around October to November. Barley, however, ripens in February, March, and is harvested in March through May, whereas wheat ripens April through May and is then harvested in May through July. Now, if you have sown wheat and are waiting for its harvest, yet God has sent you into the barley harvest, you will miss out on the wages and reward of the barley harvest. Do you want to know what came of gathering the barley harvest? Listen, Naomi returned to Bethlehem with Ruth in the beginning of the barley harvest. We will find that in Ruth 1:22. Ruth went and gleaned in the field of Boaz in Ruth 2 and 3. Boaz noticed her and favored her. He allowed her to glean not only the edges as widows did, but amongst the sheaves. He had his workers drop extra for her. He even allowed her to stay on through the wheat harvest. Ruth and Naomi were well taken care of. In the end, Boaz married Ruth. Ruth birthed Obed. Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begets David. You know David, King David. You're only looking to reap what you have sown. Yet, the Lord is sending you into a different harvest. You're not looking up to the harvest that is before you. You're not looking into the fields that are already white. If you leave crops in the field too long after they ripen, they die. So you need to look up. I know this is different. The Samaritans definitely were not the harvest that the disciples expected. Peter didn't expect to be sent to the Gentiles, but seeing the results of his going to Caesarea to meet Cornelius, he reaped a harvest that the disciples were not expecting to preach to. Cornelius, his friends, his family were all filled with the Holy Ghost. They were there, they were baptized, and Peter understood that the gospel is to all the world. And so how long do we continue to think that we still have time? How long do we wait to only reap what we have sown? How long do we not heed the command of the Lord and go where he is sending us? I know, we don't go there. The Jews didn't go through Samaria, but look up. Lift up your eyes and look on the fields. He's taking you a different route. It's actually a shorter route, but are you willing to go work in another one's labor? That's a good question right there. It means you have to submit to the Lord of that field. A laborer works for another and receives wages. Are you willing to give up your entrepreneurial mindset and labor for someone else? Labor in a different area, in a different field, to a different people. Can you see the ripeness of the field today? Are you looking? Are you ready for a different encounter with our God? Are you ready for a new outlook? We've got to look up because the harvest is ripe and the fields are already ripe for harvesting. God bless you. I pray that you have been encouraged by this word on today. I pray that now you will look up and see what is before you and see where God is sending you to work in someone else's field. Understand that working in someone else's field, you will learn from being in that field. You will learn different things. You will know how to then reap what you have sown. God is looking for us to change our outlook on things. He is looking for us to not just think about ourselves and what we do, but to think about the total picture. We can't stay in a mindset where this is only for us. This message has got to get out to the world. What we do, the way we help, has got to get out to help a dying generation. I pray again that this has been a blessing to you. I pray that the Lord move upon your heart and open up your eyes to see the field that is before you and to see where He is sending you to work and to labor. I pray that you will like and share this podcast and this episode to encourage someone else. I love you. God bless you, and I'll see you again soon.